Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the key financial news and happenings for Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. A critical milestone is on the horizon for the Australian exchange-traded fund market. This sector, favored for its affordability and diversity of investments, is set to surpass $300 billion in assets under management by the end of this year, demonstrating a clear shift toward cost-effective investment strategies. A future outlook by analysts predicts this market could balloon up to an astonishing $1 trillion by 2030. Notably, Global X ETFs have hit a significant marker with $10 billion in managed assets. Its growth has been fueled by strong inflows and a keen focus on investment themes around AI and cybersecurity. However, the rise of ETFs isn't all sunshine and rainbows, as the trend is adding pressure on high-cost active funds due to their recent underperformance against benchmarks. As we approach the end of the financial year, let's talk about superannuation contributions. It's important to remember that the deadline for this is the last day of June, meaning understanding contribution timing to align within the current tax year is crucial. Early contributions might prevent potential delays, which are especially important for electronic transfers. With the forthcoming increase in the superannuation guarantee rate to 12%, set to take effect from July 1st, it's a good time to reassess your salary sacrifices and look at potential tax impacts. You may also want to consider using strategies like spouse contribution splitting. Consulting with an experienced advisor can help you optimize your retirement savings plan and ensure that you're ready for these evolving policies. Shifting our focus to Victoria, the state is grappling with a growing debt issue. Net debt is anticipated to surge dramatically from $22.3 billion in 2015 to an astounding $194 billion by 2028-29. This increase could result in each resident owing $25,500, up from $3,600. Among the factors contributing to this situation are a 152% rise in the public sector wage bill, an increase in public servant numbers, and over-reliance on private consultants. With this hike in net debt, Victoria's annual interest payments could climb from $6.88 billion to $10.6 billion. An improvement in operational efficiency and strategic workforce management are clear needs to navigate the challenges of this financial crunch. And to round off today's news, let's talk about an important issue regarding life insurance. The Life Code Compliance Committee has called out an unnamed life insurance provider for its misleading rejection letters. The letters, described as ambiguous and contradictory, failed to fully inform consumers about their review options, incorrectly stating that denied applications couldn't be reconsidered without presenting new information. In light of this, the insurer has been asked to revise its letters and report back. The committee has emphasized the importance of transparent communication. This development comes as an important reminder to all of us about the significance of clear communication within the financial services sector. And that's a wrap, Australia. This has been Paige Estrotori bringing you the financial highlights of the day. Remember, for all your financial services needs, from insurance and finance to superannuation and money management, count on Financial Services Online. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay financially savvy.